Hello, everyone, and welcome to the March contest recording. I know it's taken me a little bit longer than usual, but many of you have been clued into my situation already. Let me just start by saying I'm a little bit surprised with the number of entries this round. I know people are a little bit intimidated with the size of the thread now and all that nonsense. It's old news. But I only got 5 entries this round, I think. 5? Is it 5? It's pretty sad. Usually I get a few more than that, so it's a little discouraging to see that we've reached this low point. You know, every once in a while it happens that you only get a handful. But I'll just say this, if you have friends out there who are writing, or that are on the edge about coming in, please encourage them to get the fuck in the thread. You know, I don't bite people's heads off, unless they're douchebags. Whatever. Let me get started. First up is Maki. There are a few grammatical mistakes here and there, but overall, perhaps surprisingly, I really like this one. Usually, I'm all about action and grit, but an occasional philosophical entry has the opportunity to leave me in a really good fucking mood, and this piece did just that. There's so many questions that I could come up with while reading this piece, such as, when the brain was swapped, why did the real person maintain his image of reality? You know, when the brain was put into the... you know, the paper mache transforming body, why didn't the new body become aware of the old existence? You know, why wasn't it just transferred? This is a question perhaps worth answering or exploring. And things like this, in a piece like that, just naturally pop out of the vacuum and leave me interested. I mean, to some extent, it's a little bit sad that there was no action there, that there was no, you know, hardcore, typical wing-pleasing shit. But on the other hand, it just left me thinking. And when you make a piece like this, where the questions just naturally come to be, that is golden writing waiting to happen and waiting to be read. The only, I guess, complaint that I could come up with is that the beginning may have been a little slow. I mean, it was interesting, it kind of kept me going. I didn't have any problems. You know, sometimes when I read a piece and I'm not entertained, I step away and I come back. And that was not the case here. I read it all the way through in one sweeping, awesome motion. But perhaps at the very beginning, when I was reading it, the question popped into my mind, is this going to be worth it? And that can be dangerous. You know, some people, they get that initial question at the hook and they say, well, you know, if it's not obvious now, is it going to be? And in your case, if that were to happen, the person would miss out on a really good piece, really good story. Anyway, that's my 2 cents. Next up, scrolling through the Word file, XXEZ. Right off the bat, I have to question this opener. It's a weak hook that has a simple grammatical mistake, and how could he not? My point is that starting a piece in this way isn't exactly the most inspired way to attract attention. You also seem to have issues with redundancy and word repetition. For example, the line, "It immediately faded when a gray cloud drifted in front of the sun, blocking the sunlight." Well, no shit! If the cloud moves in front of the sun, of course it's gonna block the light. That's what they do! You know, it's just completely unnecessary. There's also another discussion that I can have with your writing. Actually, there are two. One is direction, and the other is detail. This will probably sound much harsher than I mean it to be, so please bear with me, let's get to the end. When I read your sentences, they feel empty to me. I see words strung together that make sentences and tell a story, but I don't see or feel the detail. I also don't see the direction of the work, as in, when I finish, my primary response is, what was the point of this? I mean these comments to be as constructive as possible. When you write something, you need to move your audience, or at least attempt to. When I read this, I didn't feel that effort. On the other hand, people have come into this thread for the first time with far, far worse first entries. So I'll put it to you like this. Take the skills you have and build upon them. Try to come back with something that has a deeper message. Remember that your job is to wow me and blow everyone else out of the fucking water with your writing. brush people aside and climb to the top. That is your job when you come here. If you don't wow me, you're gonna fall short every single time. The building blocks, I think, are there in your case. You just have to look at it and say, how can I take this to the next level? Sorrowficial. Grammatical mistakes in a piece this size are just not acceptable. In addition, your line breaks and syllables really didn't help establish a rhythm in my eye. But perhaps the most important point I can make is that this piece lacks grit and comes off as a typical emo moment poem. I'm going to do something a little bit unusual. I'm going to counter this entry with something that I wrote when I experienced an emo moment. Yeah, believe it or not, I get them too. And may the differences be immediately obvious. Only say the word and I shall slit my wrists to write God forsaken I love you notes in blood on my tattered carpet. Yeah, it's fucking cliche. Another rambling from a washout emo prick looking down the barrel at the shell known as attention. Of course, assholes, the catch is obvious. I now get what cliche really is. This swirl of sorrow and gut drilling, pain is cliche because it needs to be. Put down your phones. Quit shoving self-righteous hallmarks into my distraught mind. I'm not going to off myself. I'm not going to culminate my life with a fucked up, dried, crackly mess, dark brown reminiscing over crimson days. I still have hope. Somewhere beyond the pangs of the present, unborn hourglass grains cling to love, the Sandman's desert torrent rising over an arid wasteland, waiting for that one in a million oasis. PK. Oh, PK. Misspelling enthusiastic makes me a little sad. On the other hand, this was quite entertaining and brought a little poetic justice back to a round filled with great prose and perhaps not so satisfactory poetry. This isn't your best, though. I know you're busy with other things, so I get the feeling you just tried to cram something in and shove it into the thread. And sadly, as usual, I noticed. KDK. Continuing the upward poetry trend, I see. I love Beowulf, so naturally, I love this, especially because it pulls such a silly topic into an epic form. Personally, I would have loved to have seen a bit more from you. I know you're capable of delivering a mindfuck of mindfucks. So, once again, this is going to boil down to kind of a short and bittersweet response. Good return, but it's definitely not your typical show-stopping material. And with that said, holy crap, we're done. I'm digging down deep. I can feel it. Get the hell off my audio file, you goddamn hippies!